これからリスニングテストを開始します。第1問、対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切なものを1、2、3、4の中から1つ選びなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ10秒で、英文は一度しか読まれません。
Number one.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Jim. What are you eating?
A cookie. I didn't have time to eat breakfast this morning.
Breakfast is important. You should get up earlier.
Question. Why is Jim eating a cookie?
Number two.
Susan, you have been watching a lot of videos about taking pictures recently.
Yes, but I can't take good photos without a good camera.
I know. So, you can have mine. I just bought this new case for you to use with it.
Really, Dad? Wow! Thank you.
Question.What did Susan's father do before giving her his camera?
Number three.
Thank you for going to the supermarket, Tina.
No problem. I got cabbage, carrots, cheese, and eggs, but no avocados.
That's okay, but why?
They were too expensive.
Question. What did Tina do?
Number four.
How often do you read books, Jackie?
I read one book every week.
Wow, that's a lot. I always fall asleep when I read books.
Tom, you should read more interesting books. Here, try this one.
Question. How many books does Jackie read every month?
Number five.
What are you going to do on Sunday morning, Samantha?
I'm going fishing at the lake with my Uncle Jim. Do you want to come with us, Fred?
If I had time, I would go fishing with you.
That's too bad. I hope we can go together next time.
Question. Where are Samantha and her uncle going fishing?
Number six.
Kelly, you have been practicing so hard. When is the dance competition?
Next month. I love dancing, but I don't like practicing the same moves every day.
Yeah, that is hard. But now, you are really good.
Thanks, Joe. I hope you will come and cheer for our team next month.
Question.Who will dance at the competition next month?
Number seven.
Welcome home, Aaron. You got a package today.
Great. Thanks, Peter. It's a new black pencil case for school.
Really? But I like your red pencil case.
I know.You always say that, so I'm giving it to you.
Question. Whose pencil case is Aaron giving to Peter?
Number eight.
Frankie's Pizza.
Hello, I'd like a large double deluxe pizza with extra cheese, please.
Okay.Do you want to pick it up or do you want it delivered to you?
Please deliver it at around noon today.
No problem. That will be $20.99. Please prepare cash at the door because we don't accept credit cards. What's your address?
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
Number 9.
Hello, you've reached Susan's phone. Please leave a message.
Hi, Susan. My flight is going to be about 2 hours late, so come to the airport around 4 p.m. I'll meet you at the arrival area. I hope you get this message in time and don't wait too long. Thanks for picking me up. See you soon.
Question. Why is the man calling?
Number 10.
Tom, did you hang the laundry out to dry this morning like I asked you to?
Oh, sorry, but I forgot.
The clothes are still next to the washing machine. Would you please hang them outside now?
Yes, Mother. Sorry about that. I was really tired this morning.
It's okay. Try not to forget again.
Question. What does the woman ask Tom to do?
Number 11.
Excuse me, could I ask you a question?
Sure. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the Spin Again record shop, but my telephone GPS app isn't working.
Oh, I know where that shop is. Actually, it moved to a new location. It's about 4 blocks north of here, next to a dance studio and a barber shop. Look for a big pink sign.
Thank you so much.
Question. What does the woman say the man should do? Number 12.
I'm bored. Why don't we go to a movie or something?
Well, Green Theater has a special student discount this month.
Perfect. Let's see what's playing.
White Town is showing at 12:15.
Sounds good. Shall we go to have lunch first?
Sorry, Ken. I had a big breakfast, so I'll just get some popcorn at the theater.
No problem. I'll get a hot dog or something.
Question. Why does the woman want to skip lunch? Number 13.
Hello?
Hi, Robbie. It's Kim. Thank you so much for the flowers you sent. They're beautiful.
I'm so glad you like them. I wanted to do something to apologize for being late yesterday.
Oh, you didn't have to apologize for yesterday. But I really love these flowers. They're on my desk and smell so good.
Great. How about having lunch tomorrow?
Question. What did Robbie do to apologize? Number 14.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, but I can't find my train ticket. I must have dropped it somewhere.
I see. What station did you come from?
River Road Station. Can I go through the gate?
I'm afraid you will have to pay again. Please be more careful next time.
Okay. It was $3, right?
Question. What is the reason that the man has to pay again?
第2問。英文を聞き、 その質問に対して最も適切なものを、1、2、3、4の中から1つ選びなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ10秒で、英文は一度しか読まれません。
Number 15.
Liam was excited to go to a university, so he studied hard. He wanted to get good test scores and do his best in his academic life. However, he thought relationships were more important than achievement. So he made sure to spend quality time with his friends and family, especially on weekends. He had always believed that balancing study and personal life was essential.
Question: Why did Liam spend time with his friends and family? Number 16.
Jane wanted to act in plays, but there was no drama club in her high school. She was disappointed, but she didn't give up. She started a community theater group with others who loved plays. They made exciting performances and used ticket sales for charity. When she graduated, the group had a party for her. More than 50 members gave her many wonderful presents and thank you cards.
Question: How did the community theater group use the money from ticket sales?
Number 17.
Recently, Ron's mother had a scary trip to the doctor. During her health check, she was told she was at high risk of a heart attack. That made her decide to change her lifestyle completely. Now she walks every morning and evening, eats healthy foods, and gets enough sleep. Ron knows it's hard to change, so he is proud of her.
Question: Why is Ron proud of his mother?
Number 18.
Simon went to his cousin's birthday party last Saturday. He got there early because he wanted to help get ready. His aunt asked him not to eat any of the cookies on the table, but when he saw them, he couldn't help eating one. His aunt saw him, but she didn't say anything because he had already finished it. She just laughed and asked him if he wanted some milk.
Question: Why did Simon go to the party early?
Number 19.
Claire's brother washes his car every Saturday. It always looks clean and new. He says he loves the polished look after he finishes and that he feels proud driving it. Sometimes Claire thinks he spends too much time taking care of his car, but she also feels good when she goes for a drive with him. Claire's friends sometimes say, "Nice wheels." She knows that makes her brother happy.
Question: What does Claire's brother do every weekend?
Number 20.
Matthew was a very good student, always performing the best in his class. Everyone expected him to go to a top university, but he decided to become an appliance repairman after high school. His friends and teachers were surprised because they thought he could be a doctor or lawyer. But his parents supported him because they wanted him to be happy. Now he has his own repair business.
Question: What did Matthew's parents want him to do?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。引き続き筆記試験を回答してください。